Love in Bloom. Chapter 1. Awake at Heart and Bloom. Ryan Carter pushed open the glass door of Heart and Bloom, setting off a soft chime that was entirely too cheerful for how he felt. His boots were heavy with the exhaustion of a 12-hour shift, and his shoulders ached from hauling patients, lifting stretchers, and navigating chaos. His brain was fried. His stomach empty, and worst of all, he was late. Late for his sister's birthday dinner, and empty-handed. "Becca's gonna kill me," he muttered, running a hand through his short, tousled hair. The shop smelled like a meadow after rain, fresh, floral, with a hint of something citrusy. It was the kind of peaceful, delicate place that had no business existing after the kind of day he'd had. "Be right with you!" The voice came from behind a counter stacked with vases, ribbons, and tiny handwritten tags. A woman emerged, wiping her hands on her apron. And Ryan blinked. The florist. She was unexpected. A smudge of dirt streaked her cheek, and stray strands of honey blonde hair had escaped her messy bun. But she had bright green eyes, soft but sharp, like she saw everything and judged nothing. And a smile. A genuine one. Ryan cleared his throat. I need flowers. Her lips twitched. "You're in the right place." Right. Good. He exhaled. "I have no idea what I'm doing." She grinned, stepping around the counter. "Who are they for?" "My sister, Becca. It's her birthday, and I forgot to get her something, so now I'm here, hoping flowers will make me look like a decent human being." The florist, whose name tag read Holly, tilted her head, amused. "You're already winning points for effort." She walked past him toward a row of bouquets, her apron swaying around her knees. "Does she have a favorite flower?" Ryan stared blankly at the arrangements. Red? Holly bit her lip, holding back a laugh. "Okay, that's a color." She plucked a bouquet from a display, wrapped in soft brown paper, and turned to face him. "How about these? A mix of roses, ranunculus, and some eucalyptus. Classic, but with personality." He had no idea what half those words meant, but the flowers were nice, bright. Becca would like them. "That works." He reached for his wallet, pulling out a few bills. "How much?" "$35. She moved to the register, efficiently tying a ribbon around the bouquet. "Do you want a card?" Yeah. He picked up a tiny one, staring at the blank space. His brain refused to cooperate. "What do people write on these?" "Something heartfelt, or at least coherent." Ryan groaned, rubbing his temple. "I've been up for 20 hours. The best I can do is happy birthday, don't hate me." Holly laughed, a soft, warm sound that made something ease in his chest. That might actually work. As he scribbled the words down, she handed him the wrapped bouquet. Their fingers brushed, and he felt the oddest sense of stillness, like, for the first time all day, he wasn't running. He blinked, clearing his throat. "Thanks. You just saved my life." She smiled. "All in a day's work." Ryan turned toward the door, ready to make his escape, and then something massive barreled into him. He staggered back, nearly losing his grip on the bouquet, as a giant dog enthusiastically shoved its broad head into his stomach. "What the? Tank!" Holly scolded, though she was clearly holding back laughter. "Sorry. He gets excited when he meets new people." Ryan steadied himself, staring down at the dog. It was a mastiff with a blocky head, deep brown eyes, and enough weight to take down a small horse. "Tank?" Ryan huffed out a laugh, crouching to rub the dog's massive ears. "That's a hell of a name." It fits, Holly said with a shrug. Ryan scratched under Tank's chin, grinning as the dog leaned into him like they were already best friends. At least someone appreciates me today. Oh, he's a good judge of character, Holly teased, crossing her arms. Ryan met her gaze, something unspoken passing between them. He didn't have time for this flirting or whatever this was, but suddenly he didn't mind being late. Guess I'll have to keep coming back then. He stood, tossing her a crooked smile. You know, for Tank. Holly smirked. Of course, for Tank. As Ryan stepped back into the night, bouquet in hand, he realized something surprising. For the first time in a long time, he wasn't just exhausted. He was awake. Chapter 2. Reasons to Return. Ryan didn't think of himself as a flower guy, but somehow, in the days following his first visit to Heart and Bloom, he kept finding reasons to stop by. At first, he told himself it was logical, practical even. His sister had loved her birthday bouquet so much that she suggested he bring flowers next time he visited their mom. Well, that made sense. Flowers made people happy. And if the woman selling them happened to be Holly Hart, well, that was just a bonus. So, on his next day off, Ryan found himself pushing open the glass door of the shop again, the same cheerful chime greeting him. Holly looked up from where she was arranging a bouquet of wildflowers. For a brief moment, surprise flashed across her face, then amusement. Back so soon? Ryan shrugged, walking toward the counter. What can I say? You made me look good. My sister thinks I'm thoughtful now. Holly chuckled, setting down a sprig of lavender. I'll take partial credit. What's the occasion this time? Mom. Thought I'd bring her something nice. Holly's expression softened. That's sweet. What's she like? Ryan hesitated. He hadn't expected the question, but he found he didn't mind answering. She's quiet, but tough. Raised 3 kids on her own after my dad left. Loves her garden, but she's terrible at keeping flowers alive. Holly smiled. Sounds like she needs something low maintenance. Maybe an orchid or a mixed arrangement with greenery. Ryan nodded. Yeah, that sounds good. She turned to gather a selection, her movements practiced and precise. Ryan watched as she tied stems together, layering textures and colors with effortless grace. There was something calming about the way she worked, like she could take something as fleeting as a flower and turn it into something lasting, something meaningful. His job was the opposite. Life and death, chaos and urgency, nothing ever stayed the same. What made you get into this? He asked, nodding toward the shop. Holly glanced up. Flowers? Yeah, you're good at it. Her cheeks flushed faintly, and she focused on wrapping the bouquet. My mom owned this shop before me. She passed away a few years ago, so I took over. It just made sense. Ryan's chest tightened. I'm sorry. She offered a small smile. Thanks. I miss her, but I like being here. Flowers make people happy, even on their worst days. Ryan exhaled, feeling an odd weight in those words. Yeah, I get that. For a second, neither of them spoke. It was the kind of quiet that should have been awkward, but wasn't. Holly cleared her throat. So, what do you do? Paramedic. Her hands stilled for half a beat before she resumed tying the ribbon around the bouquet. That's a lot. Ryan chuckled, rubbing the back of his neck. Yeah, it can be. Holly didn't say anything right away. He was used to the usual responses. That must be intense. I could never do that. Wow, you must see some crazy things. But she just nodded, thoughtful. Must be hard, always running toward danger. Ryan blinked. Comes the job. And do you love it? He hesitated, then nodded. Yeah, I do. Holly studied him for a moment as if trying to figure something out. Then, before he could dwell on it, something heavy crashed into his legs. Ryan stumbled slightly, then grinned down at the massive form of Tank, who had apparently decided their conversation had gone on long enough without him. Hey, buddy, Ryan said, crouching to rub the dog's head. Miss me? Tank responded by leaning all of his considerable weight against Ryan's side, tail thumping against the floor. Holly laughed. I think you have a fan. Ryan scratched behind the Mastiff's ears. At least someone appreciates me. Holly rolled her eyes, but smiled. All right, let me ring you up before Tank claims you as his new human. Ryan stood, pulling out his wallet. No rush. I think I like it here. She arched a brow, but didn't argue. And as Ryan left the shop, flowers in one hand, Tank's drool on his pant leg, he knew this wouldn't be his last visit. Not by a long shot. Chapter 3. A Date Interrupted. Ryan had never been nervous about asking someone out before, but when it came to Holly Hart, something about her made him hesitate. Maybe it was the way she looked at him, like she saw straight through his usual charm, or maybe it was the fact that, for the first time in a long time, he actually cared about the answer. Still, there was only so much bouquet buying a guy could do before it got suspicious. So one evening, after closing time, he found himself lingering in Heart and Bloom while Holly watered a display of succulents. You ever take a night off? He asked casually, leaning against the counter. Holly glanced at him, amused. Occasionally. Good, because I was thinking, maybe dinner? With me? She blinked, caught off guard, but he didn't miss the flicker of interest in her green eyes. You're asking me out? Ryan smirked. I am. Holly set down her watering can, crossing her arms. And what if I say no? Then I'll probably come back in 2 days pretending I need more flower advice. She laughed, shaking her head. That's a terrible plan. Yeah, but you like it. She rolled her eyes, but her smile gave her away. All right, Carter. One date. One date. That's all he needed. 2 nights later, Ryan was standing outside Holly's shop, waiting. The streetlights cast a warm glow on the sidewalk, and the faint smell of flowers drifted through the air. He had no idea why he felt like a teenager picking up his prom date, but when Holly stepped outside, he forgot how to breathe for a second. She wasn't dressed up, just a simple sundress and her hair down, but something about her made everything else fade. You clean up nice, he said. Holly smiled. You look shocked. Maybe a little. He opened the passenger door of his truck. Ready? She hesitated for half a beat. Is Tank gonna be mad I'm leaving without him? Ryan grinned. I bribed him with treats earlier. I think he'll survive. Dinner was easy. They found a cozy little restaurant with a patio, ordered way too much food, and talked like they'd known each other for years. Holly was funny, witty, but not in a way that felt forced. She had stories about nightmare customers, flower meanings, and the absurdity of wedding season. Ryan, in turn, told her about life in the ambulance, mostly the lighter stuff, the weird calls, the bizarre injuries, the ridiculous things people said under stress. He left out the hard parts, the ones that kept him up at night. And maybe that was why, when Holly tilted her head and asked, "So, why do you do it?" He hesitated.